everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're having have a nice day today. We'll do some nice energy work to relax people. So I'd like you all to bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And if you're new to the program, just scroll down on Creation Lightship Healing. Click on it, scroll down about an inch on your scroll bar, and bring up the light beam in front of you. And we're going to bring in this time the non-gender light beams. There's naturally male and female and non-gender. So I'll bring in the non-gender tonight. I've never done this before, so this is the first time. So here they come. And just watch the screen change. The colors will be a little different here. You might see them become more vibrant around the head, around the forehead, coming off as they emanate the beautiful colors. And you may see the face become more three-dimensional. This normally always happens here. Very nice energy. Now, this is very, very soft. So we're increasing the energy right now. And here we go. And these are all heart energy, so you're going to feel them in your heart center. So what I'll do is just put some music on as you can sense this energy right now. And enjoy the beautiful light beams here. And there's three of these coming through right now. So again, just sit back and relax and enjoy. And we'll be back connecting with you in a little bit here. Like to call in and ask for some questions or anything, you can do so. I'd like to hear from everybody. You can call in on 530-776-5154. 530-776-5154. Or you could do the 800 number, which is 888-228-4494. So hope to have everybody at least call in, maybe one or two of you out there, and ask some questions. If not, come on the fast chat. And so we have a sponsor tonight. So Kyle, are you out there?
Hi, Ron. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly fine. You're coming through loud and clear.
Awesome.
So how are you doing after that clearing of last week with the entities, Kyle?
Holy cow, that was totally awesome. It's like you stand there, and it's like the most awesome journey ever when you connect with your real divinity and then get your spirit in your body more, and getting rid of those entities helps your spirit stay in your body so much better. I feel it's just, I wish I could describe it in words, but having your spirit in your body is just what it's all about. And that's what I love about the Creation Lightship, is it helps us get our real divinity back and get us out of duality. And I was wondering, can you talk a little bit about the mission of the Creation Lightship and what your mission is down here for the new people, maybe? Or
yeah, sure. The Lightship comes here once every 2,000 years, and I came from the Lightship here to help people in the ascension process, which means to clean out the densities out of your body so that you're able to do the ascension with your body, also with your spirit, too. So this place is pretty negative. We all know that. I won't get into that too much, but mainly this is the way you can connect to source energy for specialized healings, which is what Jesus did when he was here 2,000 years ago also. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. And it's very nice if you can be able to feel yourself coming more into yourself through these healings. This is the whole process. And this is all heart-based energy, nothing to do with the mind. The mind was not created by the Lightship, creation energy. It was the darkness that brought in mind. This is why everybody uses their mind typically inside of their head. They don't use their heart as much, although we all use our hearts off and on. But the whole thing is to stay heart-centered, heart-connected. So we'll drop you down into your heart so you can feel that energy right now. Here we go, dropping down. So think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead, and first floor is your heart center. So here we go, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I'll just put some music on again so you can actually feel your spirit in your heart center. And this is kind of a must. You want to stay in your heart all the time if you possibly can. And you should feel the thoughts now that you have inside of your heart center, your body cavity. So here we go. I put some music on. I'll still drop you down a few more times here. This you should be doing yourself daily, just to stay in that wonderful energy in the moment. Light only works in the moment. The darkness works in time. So dropping down again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. answer some questions here that I see in the fast chat here. So one of them is, can people feel tired maybe when they clear other people, when they put the names in on the website to do healing for other people? And can you have an effect on yourself? That's probably what I'm kind of guessing here. Yes, if the people are connected to you, yes, it will actually do a healing with you too, as these energetic cords are being released from them and also from yourself. So if you do, let's say, an emotional clearing, or we'll say maybe even around an anger clearing or a trauma clearing from someone, if they're connected to your own energetic field, you will probably feel that being released from you also. And so the actual feeling maybe of being tired is the fact that they actually corded you. And when you do feel tired, then that's because your body's having a healing. So, yes, it could actually feel that way for yourself, but you're also getting that same healing as the cords are being released from you as you're healing someone else. It's not necessarily stating that they have cords to you, but normally if you're connected to them, and if you are doing a healing for someone, maybe a family member or someone that you know, they automatically will have cordings to you, and by doing the clearing on them, it will probably affect you also. So you actually get a side benefit out of it by healing someone else. It's for us to heal you also. So that's a positive thing. So if you do feel tired, just know your body's going through a healing process. It's nothing that's negative. It's just that you're having a healing done. This is how your body responds to most healings, is that it has to integrate back into itself where the densities, the energy blockages were. And when that happens, the body is actually working overtime to heal itself, along with your spirit having a healing. Another question was about spirit integration on the new webpage on the alien interference, abductions, parasite clearing. So, yes, there is a spirit integration there, which can help you bring more of your spirit back into your body after these worms are released from you. So that's very nice to get onto, because you will start to feel yourself have more presence. So that's on the alien attack location on the navigation link on the left side. And a lot of people, I think, are signing up for that for only $30 a month. You can go on a 24/7 and get these people ET races off of you. And I've had a lot of comments from people working with the actual website one. That's on there too, and you can go to, naturally, a lot of people are curious, and they've been web surfing a lot over the years, and these websites can actually hook you up to the negative ETs. So by running that website through there, you have to type it in. I think that's the last portion of the actual healing on that page there. You can type in a website and just see if you're being attacked by these beings that are on there, or maybe a special page. So you can do that, and the light ship will take this energy away from you. Next one here is a question about religious indoctrination. Yeah, we all suffer from that here. The bodies do. Remember, our bodies throughout the past probably have belonged to religious organizations, and that can hold you back in this lifetime. It can bring forth to you unknown situations. It can bring forth the programming of these religions. Maybe you're a priest and you vowed to do certain things or whatever in any kind of religion. Maybe you pledged an oath to something, a creed or something. So that's still with you. Remember, energy never leaves till you get rid of it. And so you could have problems in this lifetime from somebody that your body was 10,000 years ago. So you can do, or I can do one for you, a seven-generational one and go back further, but the main thing is, some people who you talk to, they're so ingrained by not knowing the truth that they believe the false truth, and they have a hard time listening to you because this is where they live. They live in this false truth reality because this forced darkness is being pressed on them in this lifetime, being told is the truth, and you have all the backing of that in your body genetics, so it thinks it's the truth too. About aligning yourself with dark energies, the light of darkness. This is the energy that the darkness created to pose as light. This is what people believe in. And the light, like I said, never promotes itself, and the light, by all means, doesn't give any kind of transmissions to anybody because you already have the light with you. So it's up to you to discover it over again and rediscover who you really are and not to go outside of yourself. and not to pray to false idols or anything like this, because you already have it. This is the teachings of Jesus. The kingdom is within. So that's one of the questions here. I'll have to read the fast chat. You want to come on, Kyle? Anything that you can add or talk about?
I was going to ask him.
I know you've been on quite a few of these BBS programs here. Anything that tweaks your interest?
Oh, I was just going to say, I'll ask you to say a whole bunch of the stuff that you just said. It's just so awesome to be in the now and in your heart center, because that's what your real divinity was originally supposed to be the whole time. And somehow we've been in mind energy so much, we forgot what real divinity is. And being able to feel it again from finding the creation lightship in you has just been so awesome, because I can feel my spirit and I can feel my body regaining more of its spiritual integrity, and it's just the most awesome thing that can happen. I'm so thankful that you're here and doing all these clearings to help us out. And even though the clearings are not all fun to get rid of all that junk, you have a way of just getting rid of it all where we don't feel all the trauma and stuff. And it's just incredible to feel our spirits and our light come back in. And after you feel in the now, that light of the darkness doesn't work in the now. So when you feel that, it just feels really bad. But I guess if you're not used to it, it just seems real. But now that just seems really bad, that mind energy. And just being in the now and in the hearts where it's all about, just like you're saying, I really appreciate it.
That's great. Thank you, Kyle. So I think we have a question here about entities on the website. How many times should someone do that? Entities can come into us daily. So if you have, got onto the entity clearing and you have the unlimited session, get on there as much as you can, because they do come in just by walking in front of someplace, can draw entities to you. So until you can get your body fully integrated with your spirit, they have a place to come in. And that they can also bring in their friends. They can be waiting. Kind of just think of it as having a door, and you have one entity inside of you, but outside that door it drew maybe 200 friends. So when it wants to leave, another one pops in. So you can have a lot of entities just waiting to come into you, and your spirit is your only protection from that. So yes, you want to do entities all the time, and they can't come into you. If you find yourself being upset or something, or feeling a little different, you can also pinch yourself. Everybody, right now, just kind of give yourself a little pinch in your hand. And if you have a higher consciousness right now, as you pinch yourself, you kind of waken up, that means that you were out of your body. So that's a good clue for you. If you feel like you're fully present without, you just feel the pain and nothing changed, then it means that you were in your body. And that's a good sign. Let's see. Next one here is barcodes here. How many barcodes, I think, do we have? I'm trying to read this now. It's a little hard to read in the moment here. I have to do that when Kyle talks and the music is on. Let's see, how many barcodes can we have? Well, I know of 5 barcodes, I believe. There may be more, but we do have barcodes. As far as what they are, we have our spirit barcode, which is for keeping us here on this planet. So that one is the forced reincarnation barcode. And then we have a ET abduction barcode. This is the aliens abducting you. Your body has that on us. So that goes with your body. And then we have a barcode that the Earth, the aliens put on you to keep your body wanting to come back to the Earth here. So we have an Earth barcode. We have a mind barcode. That's the barcode that connects your consciousness to the dark side and keeps bringing in maybe thoughts to you. So that's another barcode. There's one more that I can't recall what it is right now. But they do have 5 of those that I do know about. And there could even be some other ones, but these are the main ones here. So remember, the whole process is to get out of parallel lifetimes, and this is from your spirit. And let me see what else is on here. Hopefully I answered that question okay. Let me do some reading here. Let's see. Okay. Question about charged water causing a rash on your face. That could be a detox. Yeah, that's what the question is. Could it be possible a detox problem? I would say it could be. Not normally the charged water doesn't cause that problem, but You know, I can't say that it won't be, but it could be a possibility. You can also do the mist water, if you wish, for skin, the skin misting water. That's a very nice one. People love that. So if you have a rash, just get some skin misting water. But remember, when you have this water, you know, you're specifying what you want it for normally. There's a lot of information there and different ways you can charge the water. And so this is your choice on what you wish to do with it. So, yes, it's very possible that could be true. Let me see what else is here. My fascia has to come up again here. Let's see here. Mind of the body, help us against flu. Yeah, okay, yeah, so the mind of the body clearing. Well, that's a very good question. Okay, what that does is that you have this energy inside of you. It's the consciousness between all of your cells. And I kind of see it like a little mad scientist in a laboratory, we'll say, helping you to heal your body. And when you're younger, he works fine because you don't have that much of a problem. But then as you get older and you start taking on more densities in your body, more judgments come out, then all of a sudden your body doesn't heal that well. This is why we probably die along with our emotional traumas that we've experienced and haven't got rid of, because our body is now stuff full of judgment, and it's really hard for the body to heal. So, yes, I would say any of those healings, you know, if you do an emotional clearing, it would help you out also. But the mind of the body, if you have a physical problem, I would recommend having that. In fact, I'll do a sample clearing of that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back 1 year from now. And you might be able to feel the energy a year ago. And think of a condition that you had about a year ago, some type of problem. And if you don't even know what it is, we're going to clear away some of the densities to help the mind of the body that will work right now for you. So we're going to just show you how it feels when you have the past cleared away from you. So here we go. 1 year ago, so I'll just go through the chakras. So fifth chakra, cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, I have to do sixth chakra, and sixth chakra cleared. So six cleared, five cleared, four cleared, three cleared, two cleared, and one cleared. So just see if that energy helps you out somewhat. You might have a surge of energy inside of your body as some of these blockages got released from you from a year ago. Remember, everything compounds itself. That's the problem that we have here. And Kyle, turn it over to you again.
Thanks, Ron. Boy, that light being is really feeling awesome. That was great to bring that energy in right off the bat. That makes me feel really heart centered. Thanks. I had a question. When we did the entity clearing last Sunday, like, you asked if that was like we thought it was going to be, and I had no idea it was going to be that awesome. But could you talk a little bit about how the light beings help us out when we get clearings, maybe a little bit? Because I had a really awesome experience with that. So.
Yeah, they're definitely here to help us, you know. But you have to ask. Remember, they're not going to come to you at all, because that would go against their free will, free choice rule. You see what they have. That's what they gave you. So people ask me and say, "What about the other people on this planet who don't know about the Creation Light Ship?" Well, there's the internet out there, and, you know, everybody has emails. So, you know, people can be contacted about it. You know, it wouldn't take long if everybody actually, you know, understood about it. But, you know, so you can't really worry about other people because they're where they are. So the light ship will only work with the people that are conscious enough to ask for assistance. And most people, like I say, when they do ask, they're not asking the light ship to create energy. They're asking the energy of the darkness that created light. And this is the problem that people have. People have a mindset, and they're programmed to what they believe creation energy is. And when you work with the religions, they don't connect to the light ship. And this is the hardest thing, that people are so brainwashed that they don't know the difference. So the light ship will help anyone who ask, as long as you're able to connect with it. And this is the whole problem that everybody on this planet has, is that they've been, you know, fooled so much. So this is the answer that some people ask, and they go, what about the people who don't know about the light ship? Are they going to have the ascension done? You know, well, more than likely not, unless the light ship through you can help out them, you see. And so it's up to you to tell all of your friends that, you know, there's you know, something new around now that was here when Jesus came. And when Jesus came, the energy stopped, and the energy's here again. You align yourself with the teachings of Jesus. And if people say yes, they say, well, you better connect with the creation light ship because this is what's here now. But most people don't understand that. So it's up to you and up to them to get it. Because the light ship will, and the source energy does not promote itself. It doesn't come out, you know, and do special attunements. So everything is done with you asking. But you have to go to your heart to ask. If you go to your heart, you will have divine energy. But most people use their heads. That's what's being taught today, especially in, like I always talk about New Age metaphysics, you know, that people are talking about, you know, using your mind to control your reality. You want to use the heart of your mind to control the reality. It's the same rules, same laws, the same way it works, the same function. You know, you have to go to your heart to do it. So there's really no difference because the dark side cloned that energy. So you want to go into your heart. So if people don't connect to their heart and don't connect to source energy, then they're lost, you know, and that's just the way it is. So it's up to you, all the listeners here, to send out emails to your friends and say, hey, listen, you know, this is what's going on here. You know, do you want to connect to your heart or stay in mind energy? Do you believe in the religions that you've had for all these thousands of years that have separated you into darkness and not being of the light? And, you know, people probably would have a hard time understanding that, but they really have to really go into their heart to find out the true answer. And most people are unwilling to do that because they're used to having patterns run. And the patterns in their belief system is very hard to get through and to break up because, you know, they've been lied to so much. So is the light ship going to help the people that are on this planet during the ascension time? Well, it depends. If you have enough of the clearings done, especially the alien abduction interference clearings, the alien attack clearings, each time the light ship goes after one of these alien life forms, and there could be thousands of them that are actually connecting to us, then when they're taken out, it'll help everybody else. So each time you do a clearing, you're actually helping everybody on this planet. And maybe if they stop doing these mind transmissions to us and the programming, then this will be a better place. So it's up to you to do that and to, you know, send out the emails, you know. I'm sure that if somebody said that if you turned up, say, like in Sedona, Arizona, in 1 month from now, and that they're giving away, you know, $1 million to every person here in the United States, Sedona, Arizona would be filled full of people by all the emails, okay? So, you know, this is how things work. It's up to you to get the information out. This is why I'm doing four BBS programs a week to help people. So the whole process is for you to understand that you have to go to your heart center. And when you go to your heart, then that's where your answers are. And it's just the simple teachings of Jesus. It's very, very simple. Once you start really understanding it, then you really don't need to go outside of yourself too much, you know. The information that the light ship has is basically that in the teachings. Unfortunately, our spirits are so disempowered after all this dark dogma and the dense energies of our body now that it's very difficult to have your spirit energy really help you out a whole lot because, you know, there's been just so much infiltration here. This is why the light ship is here to help out this time doing these healings. And it's the same healings that was done 2,000 years ago, just that there's more of them because humanity's lived longer and has taken on more judgment, more dense energies, more false beliefs. And this is what the problem is here. So let me see. Turn it back over to you, Kyle.
Thanks, Ron. That was a really good explanation. Sylvia and Rob Kids have a really good comment. They said Creation Lightship can create any custom clearing for whatever you need. Do you have any comments on that?
Yeah, normally I deal with that in person with people. So all the clearings that we have on the website is from the need of what people need here. You know, this is not something that I thought up of just to have a bunch of clearings. because people came forth and said, I need this clearing done. So what I did initially, you know, was I did an emotional clearing and a mental clearing. I did a sensory clearing, which is for past lives, emotional past lives of your body. And then we did the 4-in-1, which is self-empowerment. That's what I started off with. And all of a sudden, people came back and said, gee, Ron, I have, you know, some type of anger problems. I have betrayal problems. I have a problem with infection, you know. It kind of goes on and on and on. And so trauma clearings, pain clearings. So we had to create these clearings and rediscover more bodies that the Earth Sphere put around us, you know, to keep the body from dying, basically. And these clearings have come forth because of that. So, yes, I can do clearings if you need one. That's not listed. So just contact me, and we can work something out here and figure out what it is that you need. For most people, if you haven't had the emotional clearing and you're hearing me for many, many shows, this is what you need to have to move forward in your life. If you only have one clearing with me, that's the one to get, because that one's so important. So we'll just do a sample clearing. And the sample clearing will go back 5 days. And again, on the website, we have the unlimited version of this one here. And the clearings that I do as far as samples are only sample clearings. It's about an 80% success rate on it. It's 100% done for the 80% that I can do, because you have to do your whole lifetime. And just listening to each one of these shows, thinking that you're going to have your whole lifetime cleared, people ask me this, say, well, gee, Ron, I'm going on your website and having this clearing done, you know, 50 times. Well, it doesn't work. The light beings are not going to give you a clearing of your whole life. So, you know, this is just to show you that this works. And so, and also, they probably, from what I understand by looking at the situation, the clearings on the archives will only work for you probably about 2 months or 3 months, okay? And then after that, if you've been trying to do these or listening all the time, they're not going to have any effectiveness on you, because it's up to you to move forward. So that's enough time to finally understand it. When I talk to people, most people tell me that they hear about 10 of the shows, they finally get it. That's because they have to work through the programming of the darkness inside of themselves to understand what's going on. And then when you start connecting your own dots and you understand, gee, this kind of makes sense to me, and you go to your spirit to find out the information, then you become self-empowered yourself. And then from there you can actually, you know, talk to your spirit more and understand that, yeah, this is where I need to be. This is what I have to do to have a better life here. You have to have these clearings done. Otherwise, you're going to be repeating your whole past over and over again. So here we go. We're going to do an emotional sample. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And this is for the emotional sample. We'll do a feeling body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, or today cleared. I'll do a trauma body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, or today cleared. We'll do a pain body. 5 days ago cleared. Oh, man, somebody had pain 4 days ago. I'm yawning. There's a lot of energy moving here. Oh, boy. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And we'll do a mental body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And just see how that feels. Check it out. I'm going to put some music on for everybody. And I'd like you just to go within, do a sampling, think of an incident that you've had in the last 5 days, and just see if the energy is released on it. You know, you should feel very distant as you look at yourself here and look at that situation. You're still going to see it mentally. The light will never take away that experience, but it will take away the sting, you know, the anger, the frustration, whatever you're dealing with, it'll be released from you. So just look at it now so you can validate the healing. Okay, I have a few more questions here. So, let me see. Entity attachments, yeah, there is an unlimited on that on the website. Most of the clearings that we do, which are a whole life clearing, which means that we start from your current age and go back to conception. So, like in Jesus' time and now, that healing begins at that current moment and goes back in time. It doesn't go forward in time. Remember, the light only works in the now. So it goes back, and it goes back from each now of your life. The future is not created for you. You do have a dark side script that the dark side is having you follow, but in the true light, there's no script. So they can't ever heal your future because it's not created by you yet. This is why you want to have the unlimited sessions on the website so that you're able to stay current. And those you can go on as much as you want. It's a $50 charge. It's unlimited, 24/7. Just go on there and do the unlimited sessions. Like I say, a lot of people, if they're in pain, they get the pain one, unlimited pain. If they're in emotional stuff all the time, then the emotional one is a great thing to have. You can go on there whenever you choose to. A lot of people go on morning, noon, and night. If you have a problem with ET abductions, then you can go on that. That one's $30 a month. That's 24/7, and you can get these things off of you. Like I said, you can type in a web page that you've been to. Maybe you were out web surfing last week trying to find more truth, and you felt some strange energy come across a website, come into your room off your computer, and maybe get attached to you. Well, you can just type that website in there and get the energy off of you. If you have other problems, somebody asked here on the fast chat about the alien parasites that are in us. How many? How come? Why? Well, why? Because we're their guinea pigs, basically. That's the only reason. Why do they live in us? Because they need our life force energy. You know, like anything else, they're living off of us. What does it cause us? What kind of harm does it do to us? Well, it makes us die. So this is on there, and you can go on there as much as you want. You're going to start feeling yourself better. You're going to feel better because these energies are released from you. These things all drain your energetic field. They drain your spirit. They drain your body. Also, you know, we have, the parallel life clearings, too. That's real important to get these things off of you. Remember that that's the dark side with the body. Taking your spirit, this is for your spirit. It takes your spirit into parallel lifetimes. So you're living more than one lifetime at once to get more spirit energy on you. So the whole bottom line is, you know, the answer to the question is we're being interfered with by aliens. And these aliens, these ETs, have somehow decided to want to take our energy from us. And maybe they have their own agenda with us here, as we're their grand experiment here. And maybe they want to get a better life form, on a different planet. So they're doing that with us. I was watching a program when I was flying back from New York to here. And it was very interesting. The program was about women who all of a sudden, out of nowhere, found out that they were pregnant. And it was like the last maybe few days before they got pregnant. And they didn't know about it, you know. It seems kind of odd. So by seeing three of these people, it looked like to me that somehow they were baby factories. And maybe the aliens abducted them the day before. They had the child, and they put the child in them. Maybe they were in them all along, and they kept bringing them back and forth. And all of a sudden, they had these tremendous pains in their body, and they went to the hospital. One lady actually had a child. She sat on the toilet with this pain, and it came out, and the baby went into the toilet. I guess the bottom line there is they were probably impregnated, or impregnated would be the right word, or the fetus was brought into them maybe the day before they were going to deliver because they didn't know that they were pregnant. And that's another thing that happens. So, you know, the whole process is that they want to get our energy. Maybe they want to do genetic engineering to us. I don't want to get into too much negativity here, but the bottom line is that we're having these problems with them. And so, you know, where are they to help us out? Well, they are helping themselves out with us, you know. like I say, if you're not home, who is? And if you're not here, where are you? That's two interesting questions that we could probably never find the true answer to. But the main thing is your only protection that you're going to have, and it's not going to be by the angels or the divine masters, is your own spirit. Your own spirit is just as powerful as these, but it's so disempowered now that you need to get it into your body. And then from there, you need lightship healings to bring forth more energy into you, because you've been so infiltrated from the past of all these past lives that your body has. You should only have one lifetime, only one. And instead, you're living thousands of lifetimes at once, not only on dark side planets, but you're living them here just from your body genetics, and that should not exist. So this is why your spirit has so much problem, you know, actually helping you. This is why the light chip comes every 2,000 years to take away the densities out of us here. And now they're here much more than normal, probably ever before, to get rid of these things. This is why we have the alien abduction stuff on the website, you know, so they can actually help you. But you have to get on there to do it. That's why, you know, it's $30 a month. Get on there. Get on it 24/7. You know, it can last for 8 hours. People who have had problems, and I'm talking to probably only a few people listening here. So if you do know about being abducted, then tell all your friends, because you probably have a network of people that maybe you've talked to. Maybe you've been to conferences, UFO conferences, and you maybe saw the people who were there because they've been abducted. They wanted to get their answers. Well, tell them. Put my website on alien abduction websites or anything like that. Let people know that there is help for them. It's not going to be a psychiatrist helping them out where they try to regurgitate their information about how they were abducted. That's not going to help you whatsoever. This website will. So have them get on it and check it out yourself. And, you know, definitely do the work, because you need to get these things off of you so you can have a better life here. So, Kyle, I'll turn it back over to you.
Thanks, Ron. I just wanted to comment on how important it is to get the hole clearing, because you can listen to, like you say, the show, feel all this great energy and stuff and think it's neat, but you still got all these problems when the show's over and stuff. And when you get the hole clearing, it's just so neat. And at least start out with the emotional clearing. That is just so neat, because you can have all these problems and think the... And it's weird, because when you get the whole life clearing, it's just like... It's completely gone. All the trauma and drama is just gone. And you can just feel, like you say, all these densities are in us because of duality and the darkness attaching to us. And the creation light ship can come and just hunt down the darkness, where it's putting our spirit in all these parallel lives and got ET, dark ET parasites trying to take up our body space so that our spirit can't be in our body and we don't have our spiritual horsepower. And the more the whole clearings you can get, the more your spirit's going to be in your body so that your spirit can feel your real divinity again. And it's just the most neat feeling, but it's so hard to explain to people because you don't know what you're missing until you get it back. And if somebody doesn't understand that, it's really hard to explain it in words, but it just feels so awesome. And all the stuff you just said is just, there's so much truth you're saying, but it's just so hard for people to understand. It seems like what you really mean, it's just so true. It's just so life-changing. This is real divinity here to get us back to 100% light again. And once you get that in your heart and in the now, you just want it. That's all you want to do is clear everything out so you can be back in 100% light again. And that's exactly what you're doing. And that's what everybody needs to be doing, is working on getting their spiritual integrity back. And that's how we do it, through working with our real divinity, which is the creation light ship. And I really appreciate what you're doing. This is awesome.
Okay, so thank you, Kyle. So, yes, so the whole process is to come forward. You know, it depends how much better you want your life to be. But yeah, the emotional clearing is where you start off with. And some people, when they see the list of services, which I could add more on there, but it's hard to. But basically, the clearings, once you get the first one, then you know what you really need. At first, to most people, they go, my God, you got so much stuff on here, you know. And I look at it, and I start checking them off one by one, and all of a sudden, I got like 80% of these things checked off that I need this. And then most people just shut themselves down. They go, well, forget it, you know. but you got to start with the emotional clearing first. That takes away so much. So what we're going to do now is a trauma clearing, and I'm going to do a trauma for your parents, okay? Remember, your parents gave you trauma. It's in your genetics. So I'm going to do your mother here. So we're going to go back and do your mother before she conceived you. And I'll do the, I'll pick a date here. We're going to go back 5 years in your mother's life before you were conceived. So I'm just picking this time here. So I'm going to clear this out here. So we're going to just, I'll count to 10 here. So clearing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and kind of sense, see how your body's doing. Now we're going to clear out your father's trauma 5 years before you're conceived. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Holy cow, somebody has trauma out there from their father. Oh, man, you know who it is. It's bad, really, really bad. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, oh, man, 4. I hope you know who it is out there. I hope you at least feel the energy changing in your body. 1, 2, 3. Man, more. There we go. I got to clear this out here. Okay, there we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, all your ancestors' beliefs, all of their stuff, all of their baggage is with you. You are the culmination of every ancestor that you've had on planet Earth. And every judgment that they had, and the judgment means that you're judging life here. Remember, the light doesn't judge anything. And so the judgment that you have, because light gives you free will, free choice. It doesn't judge its creations. It only judges the darkness every 2,000 years to get it out of here. So you're living all those energies. That's why your life is falling apart or not doing so well, because you're full of judgment and you're resonating to that, bringing into your life these traumas. And everybody else has the same problem that you have. So you start living with people in your energy field. They come to you because you're sharing the same traumas. And this whole planet's full of this stuff. So you want to get it out of you so you can live a better life. So that's just to show you what happens here with the trauma clearing. We went back and cleared out your parents 5 years ago, and I'm still yawning here. So let's bring in some joy into the light being here. So bring up the light being on your monitor screen. This will make the show a little bit lighter here. And here we go. Just watch the light being, and I'm going to count to 10. Joy will be coming through. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well, I'm still yawning. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And there's some joy coming through. And just enjoy the joy. I'll put some music on for a little bit here. We'll probably run a little bit over on this show just to run some more energies for everybody. There's no show after this one, so Dante, we can stand for a little bit longer. And I think that'd be great to do. So here we go. Here's some music coming your way. Sit back and enjoy the beautiful energy of joy coming into you right now. Remember, it's only heart-based energy. This is where you're going to feel it in your heart center. Don't look for it in your mind, because it will never be there. The light only works in the heart, not in darkness of the mind. Thank you. will bring in peace. Here it comes. I'll count to 10 to command the energy of peace to come into your room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll bring the energy of hope. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And along with hope, we're bringing some nice peace energy for everybody. I mean, some pink energy. So here comes the pink energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Bring in energies. We're going to bring in the energy now of other. These are energies normally of the different source energies. We'll bring in one of the Earth Spirit. This is what the Earth Spirit would be under its full power here. Remember, it's also infiltrated by darkness. So here we go. This will be the original Earth Spirit from the light ship that came to this planet here. You're going to feel its love energy. Here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. But yes, either picture is charged up on the website or on BBS. And I'm going to bring in another energy here. I'm going to bring in the energy that the Earth Spirit chose on the light ship when it was creating the planet here. And this will be the spirit's, the energy of the water here. So I'm going to first bring in fresh water. This I haven't done before. Then I'll bring in the salt water. This will be very interesting. So this is pure energy of light of the water, okay, before it got polluted. Here we go. We do fresh water first. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's bring in the salt water. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Bring in the energy of the air. Here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Thank you. okay, I'll bring you one other energy here. And I'll bring you the energy of myself when I was in Jesus 2,000 years ago as the healer. So here we go. One, you're coming through the light beam. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Coming Tuesday, we have Rob and Sylvie in Canada. They're offering to help people out with questions and answers about the light ship. And if you wish to come on and call them, it's a conference line call. It's about 1 hour in length. And the number is on the fast chat. If you don't have it on your monitor screen, I'll give you the phone number here. So get your pencil and paper or pen. The phone number is 646-519-5800, and there'll be a PIN number, which is 5303. They'll prompt you for that. So it starts at 5:30 California time or 8:30 East Coast. So, Kyle, how you doing?
Well, Aaron, that was really great. That was totally awesome. It's so great to feel 100% light. Non-duality. That is just incredible. There's been tons of comments on the fast chat of people feeling the energy and they just feel it so great. I liked what Annika said. It's something similar to, I know, I can't remember exactly the words, but it's basically the way I interpret it is as our spirit walks in more and love comes walking in, we just feel the energy so much more. And it's just so awesome. Is there any way you could close with like having love come walking in with our spirits coming in?
Yeah, we can get you a little more in your body, I guess, here. This show does that automatically.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see here. Let's try to get rid of some entities here out of everybody. So we'll do that here. So you can actually feel more the presence of who you are. And this you should be doing daily yourself anyway, all the time, because you want to be more in your body. This is how you can live life here much easier. When you're out of your body, then you have all the problems. So you want to become more heart-centered and connect to your heart. Okay. And we're going to take away some pain energy, too. Looks like Clara had her little guinea pig bite her. So we'll work with that here just to get rid of some of that energy of pain here. We did a pain clearing earlier, I think, but we'll work with this also. Take away this energy here. If anybody has any pain, it's been released from you also, along with these energies of entities, these beings that are spirits that live with us. They come into us because they want to share our body, and they body hop from people. So here we go. You've been released. We're going to bring you more into your body now. Here we go. Your spirits are healer. It's going to come to you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And bring you in some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So we do weekly conference calls. I do Mondays and Fridays. They're $20 for a one-hour lightship healing. If you're not on the call, you probably need to ask yourself why. Because it's very affordable, and you're able to have healing on the lightship. You get transported there, the same thing Jesus did 2,000 years ago, took people to the lightship for healing. And that's the whole process. So if you're not going on these calls, you know, you're the only reason why you're not. So you have to figure out why. It could be implants on you not wanting to have a healing. It could be entities in you not wanting to have a healing. Remember, they come forth and come forward. It could be the aliens telling you not to have a healing. So you want to definitely, you know, connect with your own divinity and your heart to find out, you know, what the problem is and why you're not coming on if you really want to. Some people say, I want to come on, but I just can't. I have this opposition. You know, it always comes up, and I want to come on them, and something happens. Well, that's the entities in you, you know, preventing you from having your healing process. Maybe they'll be chased out of your body, so they don't want to come on to have that happen to you because they want to stay with you. So it's up to you to decide, you know, that you want to do it, and, you know, it's up to you to come forward. If you want to have a healing done on yourself, it's very important, and your life may depend on it. So back to you, Kyle.
Boy, you sure give great explanations and tell it like it is. You're right on, Ron. Man, this program tonight's been awesome. There's been lots of people just feeling the divinity, and I just hope that they'll take notes and we'll all remember those things that we need to clear, and we'll work on clearing those and start focusing on our divinity and try not to get in the mind energy and forget all about what a great blessing we have going for us here and all those energies of feeling what the earth's going to be like you bring in, and the earth's going to non-duality so that we can, if we clear out our bodies enough, we can take our bodies with us and have our spirits in it and be in non-duality and 100% light if we just get rid of the densities like the creation lightship will do for us. This is just like the most awesome journey ever. Like, just like you say, contact is all it takes to change your life, and then you sense a change and nothing feels the same. Love comes walking in.
That's great, Kyle. So I'm going to do you all a favor right now. I'm going to take out one implant out of you. We have lots of these, but we're going to take one of them out, and this one here will be the one that's connected to your throat. You may say, how do I know if you have one in your throat? Well, you know, everybody has implants. So here we go. This is throat-related implants. Be one of these taken out. Here we go. I'm going to take it out of you. Sit back and kind of maybe, you know, concentrate on how your physical throat feels now. Here we go. Check out your neck. And here we go. Here we go. Nice comment. Fight the dark that is inside of you. Yes, that's correct. This is what the body's made up of all this dark judgment energies, and you have to get conscious enough to want to fight it to get it out of you. Otherwise, it'll take you over. So we're getting this thing out of you. Boy, this one's a pretty rough one. So if you start yawning, you want to open your mouth up, that's perfectly fine. Here we go. I'm going to count to 10. It's going to be released out of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There, it's released. So that should feel better for all of you. You should be able to swallow better, maybe be able to communicate better. And like I said, it's up to you to tell all your friends about the Creation Lightship and that it's here to help you. If they believe in Jesus, well, then this is it. If they have that belief system, which a lot of people do, then you want to connect to this program to find out, you know, what's new in this particular time, 2,000 years after Jesus. And this is the divine energy that's helping you. So I guess we'll just close the show off here. And tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. It's on Station 1 at 9 o'clock PST, midnight back east. So hope to have you on board there. So here we go. So blessings to all of you. We're going to bring in some more peace energy to the light beam on your monitor screen here. Here we go. So Cindy's asking, has a thyroid issue. Would this clearing help with the implants? It's possible it could. Like I say, you need to ask your spirit. But, you know, get on that alien website, you know, a link, you know, that we have on the website. Go on that page and start cleaning yourself out. It's not, will this help you? Everything that, all your conditions that you have in this, you know, in your body is caused by the aliens, okay? They brought you the darkness, so that one page is very good. Get on it for the unlimited for $30 a month, going up 24/7. You know, this is your lifeline. Tell all your friends about it. And you can also, you know, pay for it and clear your friends too. So here comes this wonderful energy. This is peace energy coming into your room right now. And here it comes. Okay, everybody. So thank you, Kyle, for being on tonight.
And thanks, Ron, for the most awesome journey ever. And thanks for all the great comments, everybody. And stay heart-centered.
Thank you, everybody. So stay heart-centered. And we'll see you tomorrow night. And we'll be doing some more entity releases here. We'll be coming up next month. The first three Sundays, we'll be having the entities, we'll call them ghosts, that's inside of you. Released another series of this here. So I'll just say blessings to all of you and sign off. So goodbye, everybody, and see you tomorrow, and hope to see you on the conference calls that we have Mondays and Fridays at 5:30 PST. Bye, everyone.